This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. Hi. There is evidence on top of evidence on top of evidence as to how successful this program is. I was reading in the trades the other day about how Rush Limbaugh has signed up because they made a big deal out of his last 4 years and the next 4 years. And that's good news for radio, actually. I think it's a strong message to people. Without question, Rush Limbaugh has been responsible for the survival of, the rejuvenation of AM radio, frankly. And I don't think there's anybody that has had more power or influence over the medium than Limbaugh. And it's not like he was a rising star, but he still has a star, and he still has plenty of stations. He's got plenty to say. So I thought it was interesting. And he talked about it a little bit on his program. And so I say, on the heels of that, actually, I think Donald Trump said something about it when he was in Florida last week, because he and Limbaugh, I think, have been friends for a number of years, actually. Not as close as Hannity is now to the president, but the two of them were close. They used to play golf together. Limbaugh is quite the golfer. I think he plays pretty much every day after his program. So anyway, the agreement has been renewed. And so as they were touting his 31 years on the air, he started in August of 1988, I was thinking that I didn't even mention it, I don't think. Did I last October when we started? Because I started in October of the same year. And so the two of us, Limbaugh and me, now through the ladies, we have longest running Monday through Friday syndicated programs by a mile, by a long shot, like by 3 or 4 years over most anybody else who's doing it, even if there are, I guess there are, they're in that league, or 4 or 5 people like Bohannon and Dave Ramsey. I don't think who else is in there. Tom Joyner just retired. He was on the air, did a syndicated morning program, mostly on urban stations, for 25 or 26 years. He is one of the most interesting, I don't want to get off on a toot here, but thinking about my propensity to talk about some of these people that I've known and have been around for a while, Joyner is one of the best personalities that I think I've ever heard on the radio. And I remember meeting him. He was a disc jockey in the morning on an urban station in Dallas. And he got offered a job in Chicago. This is 30-some-odd years ago. He got offered a job in Chicago to do afternoons on an urban station there. And so instead of having to choose, he decided to do them both. And at that time, there wasn't the kind of, we can do shows from anywhere now, and nobody knows whether we're in a studio here, there, or anywhere. But in those days, you couldn't. So Joyner would do 5 to 10 on the station in Dallas. He'd go to the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, get on a plane, and fly to Chicago, get there at 1-something, go on the air at the station in Chicago from 2 until 6, or I think it was 3 to 7, get on a plane and go back home to Dallas. He did that every day for 10 years. Can you imagine? Get on a plane in Dallas, fly to Chicago, do a show, and then come back. And he did it every day. I did it for about 6 months. I was working in Boston and New York, and I did it. I got on a plane every day, and I want to tell you something. I'm pretty starchy, and it got the best of me. I was sleeping in my car outside. When I get to the airport, I get in my car, and I drive to the studio in Boston, and I sleep in the car for a while, and I got a head cold, and it got into my neck, and I couldn't talk. So that was the end of me doing that. But it was one of those experiences. Everybody in radio ought to try it once.
And no,
Jennifer.
Yeah,
well, Jennifer. I have Jennifer does it in the same town. Anyway, so congratulations to Limbaugh and congratulations to us. And so we move on. Jennifer, where are we? What direction, what decision have you made as to discussions as we get started with this hour?
Well, I hate to be a bummer, but we have to talk about the month of January because apparently it's been known as Divorce Month. Apparently, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Here's my divorce
paper.
Hand over half
I got
cutlery.
Divorced.
Well, it makes sense. People just want to get through the holidays. You know, when you're no longer around family, you can go into hibernation and disappear. That totally makes sense.
My wife gave me the papers the day after Christmas in 1977.
She take half of your presents back when she did that?
She took half of something else. It wasn't necessarily the presents. But there wasn't much to divvy up that in those days anyway, so it didn't make a whole lot of difference.
According to MarketWatch, lawyers in the United States see a 25 to 30% increase in divorce cases during the first month of the year. According to lawyers, a New York City attorney, they said January really is divorce month. Now is when people will come in for initial consults to get educated about divorce, and then they actually file in the spring. So they start to come in and get consulted in January, then spring cleaning, you take care of the old broom and sweep out your old spouse. Another reason for the January timing, people say, is finances. No one wants to do divorce during the holidays, so that's number one. Number two is from a business perspective, you want to wait until the year-end bonuses, the year-end business stuff, all of the charitable giving, all of that stuff is done, and then you start fresh in January as a clean separation. I thought it was kind of interesting because it makes sense when you think about it, and if you look around at what's happening in pop culture, we're actually seeing a little bit of this evidence coming true. People make it through the holidays, and then they say, okay, new year, new you, and start a brand new reality.
All right, so who are some of the people who are getting divorced so far, separated, whatever? You guys have got a list, I'm sure, a mile long.
I've been kind of speculating for a while, but now it looks like it is true. Julianne Hough and her husband, Brooks Like, who's a pro hockey player, they look like they're on their way out. They've been married for 2 years. Kacey Musgraves and her husband just unfollowed or deleted all semblance of each other on Instagram. They've been married for 2 years. It seems like it's this two-year mark. Brad and Angelina were together for a long time, but they were only married 2 years when they separated. So in Hollywood, I guess it's the two-year mark. If you make it past that, you might be okay.
They say if you want to keep an eye out on your spouse, if you want to see if maybe you're headed for divorce court, watch out for lavish spending or cutting back. Watch out for new haircuts and hitting the gym, any change in appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And if your spouse who used to nag you all the time just suddenly stops complaining about you and everything you do, that may be a really bad sign. And apparently you want the nagging to continue. And they say when marriages turn sour, a lot of people think having another baby will make everything better. So if your spouse is pushing for another kid, be on the lookout.
Yeah. All right. So that's that story. Speaking of celebrities and separations and stuff, Harvey Weinstein has been threatened to be sent to jail because he was using his cell phone in court. What an arrogant ass this guy is. At the beginning of the court proceedings, the judge raised his voice and reprimanded Weinstein and his team for his use of the cell phone while they were in court. Well, who does that? Who doesn't know? And are you that damn arrogant? I mean, man, that's this guy's man.
Well, yeah,
that's his problem.
Obviously. I mean, he's been spotted out and about everywhere at comedy shows, still, you know, doing whatever he does on a regular basis.
He's been having lunch in Grand Central.
He doesn't care.
Literally in the middle of Grand Central.
What an arrogant
ass. He's made no effort to... and then the comedy club thing, that's right. Didn't he get booed at a comedy club in New York?
Hopefully.
It's like,
no, he didn't even get booed there. The woman who saw him there and was a comic and went on stage...
Oh, right.
Heckled him. She was booed for heckling him. So, I don't know. Goes
what's
to show what the world thinks about women, I guess.
Yeah, well, maybe at least some people, not all people, but some people. You're right about that. 15 past the hour. Everything you need to know about vitamins is included in our most recent podcast at Dr. Jack. We have two doctors that do the Good Day Health podcast, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Dr. Jack is very familiar with a lot of the progressive use of vitamins and minerals and supplements and that sort of thing. So our focus in this podcast is about vitamins and what you need to know. So clearing up some of the misconceptions, learn which vitamin is the number one most important one for your heart, for example. That's covered, and lots of other supplements as well. Everything you need to know about vitamins. Most recent podcast, Dr. Jack Stockwell at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HB ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HB ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. APR 4.23%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So who knows what about these bagpipes blasting from the McDonald's on Broadway? What in the world is going on? And why are they blowing the bagpipes? What's at McDonald's?
To get rid of the homeless people.
Really?
Yeah. I've not heard anything about this, so I don't know.
Yeah, this is up in Northern California. The McDonald's owner got so sick of having all the homeless people just crowding the sidewalk that they decided one of the ways that they would do that is get rid of them is by playing bagpipe music. And apparently the neighbors liked it the first day. But now the neighbors are saying, okay, enough already. We got to come up with something different. We can't take any more of the bagpipes.
If you've ever been to an Irish wedding, man, a little bit of bagpipes goes a long way.
It's Irish or Scottish? Yeah, Irish. The Irish place got
both,
really.
Yeah.
Ah, huh. Well, there you go. I was talking to my son, speaking of California, yesterday as he was taking me to the airport about the new stadium and what it's done to the neighborhood. 4,000 people are homeless just because of what's happened around that new stadium. Do you know that, Jennifer?
I don't know. I haven't heard that number. But what I will tell you is those people, the area where that new stadium is going, where the Rams will play and the Chargers will play, it was really a low-income area. It was terrible. A lot of crime. It's where the L.A. riots broke out, actually.
But where did the people go who were there?
Well, here's the benefit, though. All those people who had these little tiny shack houses are going to be really happy, because once the stadium is done, that area is going to be gentrified and redeveloped. And all those people that had homes before are going to be very well off. So it's a payday for them.
21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pasco Flats and Life is a Highway. Pasco Flats celebrating their 20th anniversary with a farewell tour. Trio announced its Rascal Flatts Farewell Life is a Highway tour during an appearance on CBS yesterday. So, what do we think about that, Jennifer?
I like it. I love Rascal Flatts.
You like the fact that they're leaving?
That there was?
It's a solid maybe.
Yeah,
whether or not it's actually a farewell.
I don't think they're really... Look, I don't think they're really leaving. I think they've been together a really long time. I think they'll probably get back together again. They are all family members, and so they'll probably go off and do their own thing and come back around again. It's hard for me to believe that they would be all done.
As an aside, I was watching on the plane coming back last night. There's a couple of episodic adventures of highways in small towns in America that's been produced by National Geographic. What a wonderful tour it was. I sat there for almost 2 hours watching these various cities and the stories of highways around our country, and it really made me think. It underscores the fact that life in America is a highway, all about cars, the history of our country with the automobile being out front. It was really interesting. So anyway, meanwhile, back to Rascal Flatts. So they aren't saying goodbye. They went back and forth. They were asked if they were saying goodbye for good, and they didn't answer the question.
Quote, I think they need some. They need a little push. They've been kind of boring for a little while, so they probably want a little press, I think.
Ah, okay. Well, that could do it. According to what they said in their release, we may do it again someday collectively. We're not going to sign some pact that says we're never going to tour again. We all still do love each other. We probably make some music individually now. In addition to the tour, Rascal Flatts promises some new music this year as well. The farewell tour kicks off in June in Indianapolis and goes through October. Tickets available as part of the Live Nation Country Mega Ticket this year. More info available at rascalflatts.com in the coming weeks. They said when we started out 20 years ago, we can imagine all the people, places, and gifts we would encounter, said Gary Lavox. Is it Lavox or Laveau? How do you pronounce that? Lavox?
I always say Laveau, but it might be Lavox. He's, you know.
Spell Lavox.
Yeah.
He says the greatest feeling ever is being told that our music has been the soundtrack of people's lives. That's why we create music and the reason we can't wait to celebrate this 20-year journey all year with our fans. So, if you're a fan...
It's kind of funny that he mentioned the pact to never go on tour again, because that's very timely, because right now Motley Crue has gotten back together and they famously signed a legally binding pact that that they would never tour again, and they broke it. And so now they're going back on tour, yeah.
All right, next up, musically, sort of a focus on some past years. Bonnaroo this year, Bonnaroo 2020, drawing some of its lineup from Nashville, which is pretty close to it. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Morgan Wallen, Yola, Billy Strings, all represent the country music and Americana worlds on the bill of fare. Grand Ole Opry will return to Bonnaroo with a lineup yet to be announced. This marks the third consecutive year that the Country Music Institution has staged a show in Manchester, Tennessee. Other acts associated with country and Americana include vocalist Orville Peck, blues rock guitarist Marcus King, the Marcus King Band, actually, bluegrass outfits Mandolin Orange and Green Sky Bluegrass, and Liz Cooper and the Stampede. Frequent Florida Georgia Line tour mate Nelly is also set to perform at the 2000 debut album Country Grammar.
That will be so fun for people to see. That's a great album.
28 after the...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's foreign minister claiming that nation does not want to escalate things after it launched a dozen missiles at bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops. Javad Zarif tweeting this morning that Iran is not looking for war with the United States and that they were simply taking what he called proportionate measures in self-defense after the U.S. staged an airstrike that killed a top Iranian general last week. Just hours before Iran launched those missiles, the Pentagon chief Mark Esper told reporters,
"As we defend our people and interests, let me reiterate that the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one."
President Trump will address the nation about the attacks later this morning. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Iran has been launching thousands of unsuccessful cyber attacks against its state agency websites for the past 2 days. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
At the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen, focusing on some food news. In fact, I was just a little short supply of food, so I'm having Girl Scout cookies for breakfast.
Doug, are they already out? Are you having them, like, from this year?
Yeah.
No, they're not out yet.
Yeah,
come
they
on,
are.
Those are Girl Scout cookies from last year that you're eating.
Yeah,
I bought
eating
some Girl Scout
cookies.
Well, I do eat old cookies, but there's nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with eating an old cookie?
I don't know. Check the label.
That's what she said.
Expired.
If they're wrapped up, like the stuff that you sent me for Christmas, that was all wrapped up. That's secure. What's wrong with the cookies?
Well, no, that's fine because it just got sent to you for Christmas. It's only a few weeks ago.
I swear to you that I bought, and it was a Christmas event. Matter of fact, I participated.
That's
I'm
so
just thinking
gross.
Where I got. I was at a Christmas event in Ashland and ran people around town for the holidays on my tractor and the wagon. And there was a Girl Scout stand. And I bought.
Year old
yeah, exactly.
Cast off.
I was selling the year olds.
No, well, is that? Do you think that's what they were doing?
Yes, because they're not out yet.
I actually
to do a story about the new ones.
Right, I just put a story in our stuff that said that they're just coming out, but it's not. I don't think it's happened yet.
They just went on sale,
went
I think,
in December.
Yesterday.
So what I get in Christmas? I've got old Girl Scout cookies.
You got some old stuff, some leftovers.
You know what he got? He got Girl Scout cookies, but the girl was spelled G-U-R-L.
Yeah. Girl? <All right.
laughs> Made in China. There you go. Okay, so it is that time of year. Victoria is going to explain to us here, as I think, oh, how tasty those cookies. The lemon. I like the lemon cookies. Yummy.
Well, right, there's, so if you like the lemons, okay, so if you like the lemon ones, there is a new cookie this year. So, of course, there are the classics, Thin Mints, the Samoas, which are either voted best of the Girl Scout cookies or worst. It's a very divisive audience. Tagalongs, things like that, everybody loves them. Now, the lemonades are the ones that are already out. That might be, since you're eating last year's cookies, you're probably eating the lemonades.
Yeah, I like
them. Now, this cookies. Year... They have a new one. It's a crispy, it's called Lemon Up Wafers. And they're new this year. They might be limited edition, depending on how they sell. They're stamped with positive Girl Scout affirmations, like, I am a leader and I am a go-getter, things like that. The Little Brownie Bakers, that's the company that makes actual Girl Scout cookies, they've committed to using clean palm oil, and that's palm oil that's produced sustainably so it doesn't disrupt the habitat of animals and people who live among oil palms, and that's what they're going to use in this year's cookie batch, which is kind of a big step forward. A lot of people have boycotted products with palm oil because it's so bad for the environment, so it's kind of interesting that the Girl Scouts are now at the forefront of that. So they're only sold for 6 to 8 weeks, and the they just started, I believe, yesterday is the new season.
No, they started Christmas.
Okay, in your
right.
town, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Did they also sell you a bridge market. while they sold you those cookies? Did you buy a bridge,
but people
too?
Were buying. I had my...
Glacier?
This was a week
share.
Before...
Yeah, exactly, a timeshare.
This is the week before Christmas. It was horribly cold. I brought a tractor... And the hay wagon over Ashland's, the next town to Framingham, and the lady that ran the development office said, would you bring stuff over and give people tours around town? I said, sure, because a lot of people have never seen a tractor, these kids. So I think brought around 400 or 500 people around town that afternoon. It froze. Everybody froze. And I went over, there was a fire burning, and I had my ice cream bus there. People were actually buying ice cream in the freezing cold. And then across from that, there was a table set up with a bunch of Girl Scouts, and they were selling Girl Scout cookies. I said, oh, yum, all right.
Those are some enterprising Girl Scouts, then, because they, it's like the, yeah, was it next to the day-old bread factory? Yeah.
Where they wearing gold plates on their teeth and saying, you want some Girl Scout cookies? I can hook you up. And they open up their big jacket.
Right.
Inside.
Well, this year they also have the Girl Scouts. If you do know anyone who is in the Girl Scouts, you can buy them online through the digital cookie platform, and you can buy them in bulk. And so all the Girl Scouts need to do is invite you to the page. So you do still need to know a Girl Scout. I don't know any Girl Scouts. Does Rich McFadden have a daughter who's a Girl Scout? I feel like he always buys Girl Scout cookies.
I'm pretty sure. Or at least she used to be, because we would... He would send out an email to everyone asking for Girl Scout cookies. Which I'm okay with that one. We also get lots of emails about, like, fundraisers for oranges and stuff, which, like, I'm not as crazy about, but Girl Scout cookies.
Wait, fundraisers for oranges?
Apparently
sold... That's a freeway off-ramp. Like, that's not a fundraiser. That's a homeless guy.
Yeah, the fruit. Apparently schools sell oranges. And I was like, yeah, I can just get that for cheap at the grocery store.
Right.
But anyway. That's so weird. Where do people live?
I don't know.
Well,
now
that I'm remembering, our school used to do fruit baskets to raise money for the 8th grade school trip, the ski trip. So that actually does make sense. But, Jen, you're in Southern California. You can, you know,
lots of oranges.
An orange off your own tree.
The only people selling oranges are at the bottom of the freeway off-ramp.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. That's, and they're good, too. I buy them from the guys in the corner of the street all the time, the oranges.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Lovely. So let me just do a fast flashback here for a minute. Remember last month there were some problems with White Castle sliders?
And yeah, I thought the frozen ones. Yep.
Yeah. Did that all get straightened out? There was Listeria and
E.
coli
and
stuff.
They took them off of shelves, but
they did.
I don't know if... Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Were you in the mood
wonder.
For one?
No, I just, you know me, I think about that stuff, and I'm just going through my refrigerator because I haven't been home for 3 weeks, of the stuff that... the shriveled up fruit that's in there and some of the other things that have been.
If you have any fish or anything in there, please do not make one of your infamous kitchen sink stews.
No, I threw all this stuff. Matter of fact, you'd be proud of me, Jennifer. There was some old vegetarian turkey gravy left over from actually from Thanksgiving that I used on mashed potatoes. I threw that out. Gonzo. Hey. Bad news for chocolate lovers. Plants are beginning to disappear thanks to warmer temperatures and drier weather. By the year 2050, it could be curtains, cacao plants, precarious positions, a lot of them down in Australia, for example. They can only grow within a narrow strip of rainforested land, 20 degrees north and south of the equator, where temperatures and rain and humidity all stay relatively constant. Over half of the world's chocolate now comes from two countries in West Africa, Ghana and Cote, I believe it's pronounced, if I'm not mistaken. Scientists at the University of California teaming up with group of people, some of these companies like the Mars, a 3M company, to explore the possibility of using gene editing technology to make chocolate. How does that sound?
Not great, but you know what? It's either that or they're going to just add in so many fillers fake flavoring. So, I mean, this is sixes to me. It's neither is a great option, but...
No. Mars pledged $1 billion as part of an effort called Sustainability in a Generation, aiming to reduce the carbon footprint of its business and their supply chain, tightening up their supply chain so that they can get... they can get hold of chocolate more readily. And that, I mean, is that really, what are we, considering the difference between milk chocolate, which is what I prefer, and dark chocolate, isn't, the cacao is closer to the dark chocolate, isn't it?
It is, and, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the milk chocolate has a ton of, you know, if you ever, and I like milk chocolate, I'm not a purist. I do like dark chocolate sometimes, but not where it gets to be really bitter.
I actually like it.
But if you notice that...
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
hang around 67 to 70%, and then beyond that, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
But if you really take a taste of the texture of milk chocolate versus like the darker chocolate, the milk chocolate has so many oils and waxes in it. It has a very slimy kind of consistency, and that's what a lot of people have gotten used to eating. Hershey bars and M&Ms and things like that. It has that waxy kind of filler in it. Mm-hmm. And dark chocolate doesn't. So you're just going to have probably more of that waxy filling in it.
Well, and there's more fat.
It's a lot of palm oil, too, and more fat.
More fat in milk chocolate, which is why it melts better, which is why when you suck on it.
Melts in your mouth?
Yeah, it melts.
Yep. Not in your hands. 150 years ago, if you drank a mint julep down in New Orleans with a straw, it was an actual straw. That's where the name came from. Did you know that? A straw that we drink... The straws today, the plastic ones, the paper ones, they actually were first ryegrass straws that was straw. And then came the paper straw. There was a problem that ryegrass tended to become mushy and ruin the drink. So you go back to the 1960s when the plastic straw was developed. And now we use 500 million plastic straws a day. So what's now happening, people are trying to figure out how we can go back to using a real straw. Plastic straws that are filling up the landfills, man, there's more plastic in the ocean, too. You've seen what's happening over the last
every day
few
I walk
decades.
My dog on the beach, and I just pick up plastic. That's all I
garbage.
Do and throw it out
yep.
so it doesn't wash back out. It's back right. out to sea. It's just disgusting.
So now the anti-straw activists have come up, some designers working with them have come up with a straw that's compostable, just like the rye straw, but it has the sturdiness of plastic. It's called the Lawless Straw, L-O-L-I-S-T-R-A-W.
Lolly straws, yeah. I have a car full of them. Kara and I both, yeah. A couple of years ago, the two girls from MIT invented Lolly Straws, and Lollyware was the name of the company, and it's all made from seaweed. And so it took them a few years. I was actually a Kickstarter endorser or backer from like the first 250
really?
People or whatever.
You had them on the air when you were at Sirius, you mean? Is that when it was?
No, I found them. I don't remember how I found them, but then about a year after I backed them on Kickstarter, they were on Shark Tank. And I think it was Mark Cuban and maybe Mr. Wonderful went in on it together. And I remember Mark Cuban making a comment like to Mr. Wonderful, like, you don't care about the environment. And he said, no, but I care about profit. And so they knew that. And so now lolly straws are, you're going to start to see them. They're really beautiful. They're made and from seaweed, so they're like this beautiful blue-green color. Yeah, and they're very hard, just like plastic, and they don't disintegrate in your glass. You can reuse them if you want. You'll get a couple uses out of each one. But if you want to throw it out, it it literally on the label, it says designed to disappear, and it completely composts on its own.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's cool. That's what we need more of, that kind of stuff. Yes, yes, yes. Good. That's good to know, Victoria. Thank you. In our most recent podcast at djvshow.com, moments from the Golden Globes are examined. Also, what you need to know from the IRS before you start doing your taxes, which ought to be pretty soon for most of us. And then the focus on the conflict in Iran. We talk about that, how it impacts all of us. An update on how you can help fight the Australian bushfires. That's a very, very, very important thing for all to focus on, understand what's going on there. You can hear those discussions and a lot more every day. We got a podcast at djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com. You can follow our social media feeds as well on Twitter at djvshow or at facebook.com/djvshow. The podcast again is at djvshow.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Time at 53 past the hour for our visit from Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. I said from, what, three times in that sentence. I'm not sure why I'm so focused on from, because I want you to be right front and center when it comes to pet care, that sort of thing. Who to love, how to love. Look at the pictures of some of these puppies. My son got a new puppy named Fiona that he rescued. Actually, think about this, Warren. Along Highway 14 that goes up to, you know, Lancaster.
Sure.
North of there. This dog had been thrown out of a car and was just left on the side of the road. It was emaciated, horrible condition. Somehow or other, Brendan saw it. I think Brendan and his wife saw it. And they got right in the car and they drove up there and they got this little thing. And now it's been about maybe a month, 5 weeks since they got the puppy. And she's a bull, man, I'll tell you. Yesterday, because I came back last night to the East Coast, so Daisy's staying with the Brendan and Sophie and this new dog and the old dog, Frank. And apparently it was mayhem in the house last night because Fiona, we put them together. We took them for a playtime last week. And Fiona is one of these little puppies that wants to grab and play. And Daisy, to her credit, was just absolutely fabulous. I've actually never seen a dog. No, she's 4 years old. Fiona was pushing her around, grabbing her, rolling over. There was not one bit of fuss at all between them. They just had a fabulous time. I think a lot of times little puppies annoy older dogs. Isn't that the case? Because sometimes the dog want to say, not that Daisy's old, because she's not. There's also the old dog Frank in the house, and he every once in a while, when he plays with Fiona, he just tells her to go away, you know, get lost. But it was just kind of fun to see that. And I think it brings me back around to thinking about I've never thought it was a good idea to have a single animal of anything, even though I have a single dog. You think it's better to have, you've always had lots of dogs, better to have more than one?
Right now I have two. That's the least amount I've ever had. The most amount I ever had was 36 at one time.
I heard.
It's an interesting question you bring up, but let me just go off topic for a second, because a lot of people don't understand the concept. Having two dogs, there are times that women have to speak to women, there are times that men have to speak to men, there are times that dogs have to negotiate and talk to other dogs. So it's a good idea, but it's important for pet guardians to understand how to visualize what's going on. For example, my two guys, all right, they're together. So sometimes Molly is on top and in charge and attacking the other one. Other times Willie's in charge and attacking them. As long as they switch positions, that's a good indication that they get along well. When they're playing, fighting with each other, if they separate for a second or two, that's a good indication that they're getting along well. So things you need to take into consideration is the way your dog reacts. Very often the guardian or the owner will jump in too quickly. But with my two guys, it sounds like there's a dog fight going on in the backyard sometimes. But one minute I'll look and Molly's on top. And then next minute I look and Willie's on top. As long as they switch positions, it's a good indication that they'll get along. Now, in your son's case, the more time the two dogs spend on neutral territory, the better they're going to get along. It's like if another guy moved into my house and started using my tools in my garage, it's on. However, if we meet someplace and have a drink together, it's a different ballgame. So the more time dogs spend on neutral territory, especially when they're getting to know each other, the quicker they'll learn that there's no major challenge because they're distracted by other smells and other animals. And I'll get along a whole lot better.
Really? Okay. Now, there's some research that's been done on the 7-year theory for dogs. You know, I always hear a dog's year is 7.5 years equivalent in human life. So that's why a dog only lives to be 10, 12, 14, 15 years old. What's the latest on that?
What was the old joke? In dog years, dog, I'm dead. The idea that dogs age 7 years for every one human is wrong. Scientists have now claimed, this coming out of the University of California, say they have found puppies are middle-aged by the time they are 2 years old, with dogs tending to then age more slowly in late life. For example, by the time they get to three, dogs are roughly equivalent to a 50-year-old human being.
Why? So that's Daisy's four now. What does that mean she's equivalent to?
Like a 50-year-old, 55-year-old person?
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
if you take a look at their lifespan, it makes perfect sense. You know, what's the average lifespan of a dog? 12, 13, 14, hopefully 20 years. So if you take their lifespan, it makes common sense that when they reach 3-4 years old that they're in that 50-year-old category. They kvetch like the rest of us, Doug.
Is that what it is? Well, I noticed that Daisy was getting a little bit. When you get to meet Daisy, which will be soon, she's got a little gray around her nose. And now, already at the age of four, which kind of bothered me a little bit when I noticed it the other day.
She's had a lot of stress in her life, though. Let's be realistic. Stress causes a gray hair, Doug.
You're beautiful, Warren. ThePetShow.com for Warren Eckstein.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.